Blackstone Audio presents A Canticle for Leibowitz by Walter M. Miller, Jr. A dedication is only a scratch where it itches. For Anne, then, in whose bosom Rachel lies, muse-like, guiding my clumsy song, and giggling between the lines. With blessings, lass. W. Fiat Homo. 1. Brother Francis Gerard of Utah might never have discovered the blessed documents, had it not been for the pilgrim with girded loins who appeared during that young novice's Lenten fast in the desert. Never before had Brother Francis actually seen a pilgrim with girded loins, but that this one was the bona fide article he was convinced, as soon as he had recovered from the spine-chilling effect of the pilgrim's advent on the far horizon, as a wiggling iota of black caught in a shimmering haze of heat. Legless, but wearing a tiny head, the iota materialized out of the mirror glaze on the broken roadway, and seemed more to writhe than to walk into view, causing Brother Francis to clutch the crucifix of his rosary and mutter an ave or two. The iota suggested a tiny apparition spawned by the heat demons who tortured the land at high noon, when any creature capable of motion on the desert, except the buzzards and a few monastic hermits such as Francis, lay motionless in its burrow, or hid beneath a rock from the ferocity of the sun. Only a thing monstrous, a thing preternatural, or a thing with addled wits would hike purposefully down the trail at noon this way. Brother Francis added a hasty prayer to St. Raoul the Cyclopean, patron of the misborn, for protection against the saint's unhappy protégés, for who did not then know that there were monsters in the earth in those days? That which was born alive was, by the law of the church and the law of nature, suffered to live.